I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio A. Mara and the Mainsail join us today. From Minneapolis, they're up playing a show at the Red Herring Lounge here in downtown Duluth. And that show all kicks off at 9 o'clock, and we're stuffed rather a large group here into our little space here on Friday afternoon to share the music from their first album, Thumotrope. And welcome to Duluth, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's just kick it off with a song, and we'll meet the band and talk. Mara and the Mainsail.
Keep my pistol under my pillow and a rifle beside my bed. I don't keep it loaded for self-defense, just one bullet for my own head. I keep a monster inside of my chest, but I don't let him fool me, and he don't let me rest. I keep it tight in the prison of my pain. Should I never let them take me? 'Cause I'm haunted. I'm haunted. By the Wendigo. Sand and leather is for his coarse and gray, and his snarl is full of hate. His heart is burning cold, his veins are pumped with smoke, his hunger's always burning. I'm in the furnace flame beneath his matted mane. Should I never let them take me? The curse of the Wendigo.
Let's make
103.3, the Duluth Alternative. We're rocking live here with Mara and the Mainsail. Hey, welcome to Duluth, guys.
All right. Thanks.
What was that tune we just heard?
That one's called Wendigo.
And why don't we meet the band? We'll start with you, Austin.
Yes. Yes, we have many Austins. I'm Austin Dury, and I sing and play guitar.
Austin Tang, second Austin.
That's true.
I play bass.
All right. And if you want to, on the trombone, you might have to lean in here.
I'm John, and I play trombone.
I'm Cassandra, accordion and vocals.
My headphones don't reach far. Dan Happy, and I play the drums.
And then you have one more drummer as well that'll be up for the show tonight.
Yes, it's true. Our third Austin, so we have the full collection. Austin Wilder, he plays auxiliary percussion, and he'll be with us tonight.
Have you been to Duluth before?
Yes. Yes, we have. The last time we played at Beaner's Central Coffee, something like that.
Yeah, Coffee House. Yeah, out on the West End. Yep.
Yeah, we played there. It was fun. It was tight, and it kind of reminded me of this. It was good. We had a blast. Yeah, it was.
Well, maybe
fun.
A little more room at the Red Herring. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your album. You have a full length album. It was your first album, and then it subsequently came out on vinyl, and. Yeah. And are you playing tunes from that album still?
Yep.
And talk about that album a little.
Yeah, so that's the majority of what we play in our live sets and stuff is all from that album. It's called Thaumatrope. It's a concept album with 10 songs, and we recorded that a year ago, I think a year and a half maybe. We're all still. We're not sick of it yet, so I guess that's a good sign, right?
Right. And you play around the cities, Twin Cities?
Yes.
From Minneapolis?
Yep, from Minneapolis. Play around the cities a lot.
Where do you play?
Where don't we play?
Right, right.
I don't know. We don't really have, like, a home base or anything, but I guess we just finished up a residency at Day Block Brewing. We played there, like, every month for a while. Just kind of, mid-level venues and stuff like that, so...
Well, how's the reception? Because you guys are a fun band.
Well, here's hoping. We've been playing around Minneapolis for a long time, and we're trying to branch out.
Right, so you're going on the road.
As we can, yeah. So we're kind of all doing that weekend warrior thing right now, where we get out as far as we can, Friday through Sunday, and then come back and then go out again. And,
right.
It's exhausting, but it's okay.
Right. So for September, you're really playing Wisconsin. A bunch of shows. Kind of a pile of shows in Wisconsin.
Yes, it's true. We haven't been to Wisconsin in a while, actually.
September's going to be a busy time. Right. We're Colorado, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, a lot of Wisconsin.
I think a couple of Iowas, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, so September and October are going to be kind of our last batches of shows out on the road, and then we're gonna be packing in for more recording and stuff like that to try and get some new tunes going. So
really, really cool. So you're six people, and that's quite a road trip.
Yeah, it is. Yep, we we're kind of packed in. We have a 12 passenger van, so it's like a little spacious, I guess. But I don't know. They get long quick, but it's all good.
Right. Well, especially all the way to Colorado.
Yeah. We also, currently have no AC whatsoever. So we took a ride through Nevada a couple weeks ago.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Something with an N. We went through Nebraska.
Different.
Yeah, a little bit.
Some hot summer fun.
Yeah.
They had the heat index at 111 outside. So I don't know what it was inside the van. Death, I guess, whatever.
Death temperatures. Yeah.
Death.
Well, you did survive.
We did.
Absolutely. Well, just let's barely. Hear another song from the album, and what are we going to hear?
This one's called See No Evil. It's a little more relaxed, but but nice and sad. We like our sad tunes. Anyway.
Mara and the Main Sail here on 103.3.
Too many secrets that I ain't told the soul. I don't plan to keep them anymore. I got too many problems and too few ways to solve them. I don't feel like trying anymore.
I see you low, having a problem all alone. Darling, I was wrong. I've got a few too many bones in my closet, buried beneath the old man I've become. But I've seen too many hearts break to still have my own. But I don't feel like feeling anymore. But I see you low, having the problem all alone.
KUMD, the Duluth Alternative, here with a live set from Mara and the Mainsail, live from Studio A, and so great to have you guys in. And but it really took a while to kind of get you all in here and fit you into the studio.
Yeah, kind of a Tetris game we got going here with instruments and, you know.
Right. Talk about that song. That definitely seemed like kind of the alter ego to the brashness of that first tune.
Yeah, you know, our sets kind of do that. We like to, I don't know. I guess, like, for me in writing, I love, like, the change when there's, like, one song that's completely different from the next one. And so I kind of try and throw a lot of different styles and genres and stuff to just, like, have something really drastically kind of, like, I don't know, jarring.
Are you the songwriter, like, then?
Yeah. I write most of everything and then bring it and everyone adds their own flavor. And, that's how we make the Mara soup.
The Mara soup. Who's the sailor? what's with the name? Yeah.
What is the name? We get that a lot, and I don't have like a super great answer. So Mara, the word Mara, it means like bitterness or like bittersweet, and we're kind of obsessed with the idea of like contrast and like. Different ideas coming together and you know, we make everything black and white and gray and you know, we make everything kind of about like contrasts and so that's kind of what that means. And then in the Mainsail, you know, when we started, we were very nautical themed, and we're only like a little bit now, so that's just kind of stuck with us. So you know, that's life.
Well, talk about coming together. How did you guys come together as a band? How long have you been together and playing shows? And
So I started the band about 6 years ago with our like other drummer, Austin Wilder. And we started out just, you know, our first practice was in a stairwell at our college with a trash can flipped upside down and my guitar. And that's kind of where it started. And then, you know, over the years we met musicians and kind of added them in, and our style has evolved significantly, you know, since those early days. Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's all felt very natural, our progression of, you know, adding people and you know, kind of building the lineup we have now.
And you've really ended up with just that real wall of sound, like how psychedelic rock has that real solid sound and many different parts kind of adding in and filling in all that space.
We try to fill in all the pockets and make it, you know, a big wave. That's why Mainsail, because it's a wave of sound.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Just made that up. New definition. Totally true.
Well, how has everybody been in the band for a while? Do you have, who's the rookie?
Let's see. It's
I guess that would be me.
Yes,
On bass there.
On bass, yeah. It's only been since January for me.
Yep. We I knew Austin Tang way from back in the day. We used to work together, and then I was, you know, our old bass player had left and I was looking for somebody new and ran into him at Guitar Center and he was like looking at new gear and I'm like, hey, let's play music, and here we are.
and talk about what we're missing here today with Austin.
Yeah, so Austin number three, Austin Wilder, he does what we call auxiliary percussion. And that's like we have a suspended kick drum that he does for, like, you know, extra big hits and little rim clicks and stuff. And then he also has some really just dirty, gross cymbals that are kind of cracked and make terrible noises. And then we also in our set, one of our songs has like a portion where he lifts these big like rusted chains and drops them on the floor like as a percussion instrument and just stuff like that. We just try and...
Well, he sounds like a bit of a spectacle.
He is very much a spectacle.
And we can say that since he's not here.
You know?
He's not here.
That's like, you know, that's so much of his like value in this band. It's just for like the faces he makes and just the weird stuff he does. It's great. So we just kind of unleash him on our set and let him do whatever.
And he'll be with you tonight.
Yes, he will. He'll be there with his old setup and his little top hat and everything.
Are you working on any a next project or anything? Are you looking forward to a recording? I know you kind of briefly mentioned that.
Yeah. So we have some new stuff in the works. Nothing is like super solidified. We're just making demos right now, and you know we're like, you know, almost done with the first 1% of all of it. So
are you trying those tunes out on the audiences already?
Not yet. I think 2% of finishing up would be like learning those tunes. So
you haven't shared them with the rest of the band.
We've shared most of them. We just haven't like learned them yet. We have one new tune that we'll be playing tonight. We've been playing for audiences. That'll
be on
the new
album. Surprise.
Yes, that's a surprise. Right. So.
Well, we do have time for one more tune, and this is just so great to have you in. It's Mara and the Mainsail, live from Studio A, and this last tune is...
So this one is actually it's kind of a mashup of two of our songs. So we're going to start with the beginning of a song called Foxhole, which is actually going to be on the new album, and then end up with a song called Your Ghost.
Take it away.
All right.
There once lived a fox in the forest of old, whose beauty was a prize to be claimed. With eyes of jade and fur to match the flames, the order was made for this fox to be found. The dogs they came as they made their lonely sound. The animals panicked in all different ways. The deer they froze and the birds they sang. A chorus of warning of doom soon to come. How the hunter and his hounds would be slain.
Oh,
first of my kind. But among the bears, I'm a measly 8 feet tall. But I know it under the great fox. It's all for one and one for all. We all knew at the end of the soon as it all now screams from the mouth of his beak at the wall. But I
KUMD live from Studio A. It's Mara in the Mainsail. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mara in the Mainsail will be stopped through here live from Studio A, and they'll be playing here in Duluth tonight at the Red Herring Lounge on First Street, along with Paper Parlor and Chasm of Czar. It all kicks off at 9 o'clock. Hey, everybody, have a great show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, stop back by next time you come up or when you get that new album. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely, we will.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Quentin Stilley, Aaron Welch, and myself, Maya Jensen. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions or this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.